Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
See if we get some volume in here. Go ahead and turn it up, Paul. Bring it up some more. Bring it up some more. There we go. Now we got some volume. Look at all the bright, shiny faces. Woohoo! Everybody happy to be awake this morning?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, let's get rolling. What do you think?
This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Let's enter his gate. Y'all ready? Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
That's better.
Lift to his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will lift to his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Jesus higher.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He's satisfied. Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been.
Let's do War in the Heavenlies, number 107.
Every they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army.
Can be heard.
Good. All right. Y'all have a seat. I always wondered what it was like to sit up there. Never did that before. Are you all awake now? Are you focused on the Lord now? I was in prayer the other day, and this thought came to me that the obvious that we all know is that we are running a full circle around, just as the children of Israel did when Christ came. The church then didn't expect him to come the way he did. Amen. Caught him off guard, and they rejected him. And today our church world is going to do the same. Because our church world is in the exact same condition that the church was in when Jesus came. And he's coming again, and the church is going to miss him because they expect him to come in on a 747 with a red carpet and all that kind of stuff. I'm being a little facetious there. I actually heard a preacher on television say that one time. Some of y'all are old enough to remember that. Pat Robertson said it. Talked about Jesus Christ coming in on a 747. They'd all be there with a red carpet to welcome him. Somehow or another, it sounded more like the Antichrist to me. Wearing a white hat, bending down, kissing the ground. Some people call him the Pope. I call him the Poop. That offends somebody? I hope so. Get it right. Anyway, I was reading this scripture, and an interesting thought occurred to me. And although I preached around it for a long time, tonight I'm going to give it to you direct, or this morning. This is morning. Just had to get that straight in my head. This is morning. We're going to go to Matthew 10. I I'm going to read a little bit here. Because, see, when Jesus comes again this time, let me go here. When Jesus comes again, he's not coming as a single person when he comes to the church. Yes, I know he's going to come in the clouds and we go to meet him. Amen? He didn't come to earth, he comes in the clouds. When he comes to earth, he's coming with a sword and an army. Amen? I want to be part of that army. I want to be on the backside of that sword. I don't want to be on the front side of it. I want him leading out in front and me following. I don't want to see him coming with a fire coming out of his eyes and a sword and all that stuff. No, I don't want to go there. But when he comes to the church, he's not coming as a single person. He's coming as his collective body, the Church of Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love, the church that is one. And they're going to come, and the churches are going to reject them. Now, just as this holds true, what I'm about to read, to the disciples that Jesus sent forth, it holds true for us today in this coming period of time. Verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When this body of Christ goes forth, excuse me, in its judgment and power, it's going to go out to the churches, the lost churches. Let's read on. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. This is what God is calling these last day preachers to do. To go forth to the churches and show them the kingdom of God is at hand. And show them the power of God. Now don't get excited and think, oh wow, we're going to go out there and do this, and they're all going to say, praise the Lord, you're absolutely right. We've had it wrong all these years, but praise God, you're here to set us straight, and now we're going to repent and everything's going to be hunky-dory. Ain't going to happen. They're going to reject you. You're going to raise the dead, you're going to heal the sick, the blind eyes will open, and they still will reject you. They're preaching, why will they reject us? Because God is going to blind them. He is going to blind them just like he blinded the Jews. Look, God has not forsaken Israel.
Amen.
And just as God blinded Israel so that they would allow the Christ to be crucified, because if he hadn't been crucified, the whole thing wouldn't have worked. And we wouldn't be here today. But he blinded Israel for a season that we could be brought in and we could be saved. And yet he promised to bring Israel back in, and he can't bring Israel back in unless the church rejects Christ. Just as Israel did. And once the church rejects Christ, then Christ can open the eyes of the Israelites and bring them back in. And he will. And you people out there that hate Jews, I'm sorry to say it, God don't. He loves them.
Amen.
And he will restore them. And if you're a true Christian and you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, you are a spiritual Israelite. You are a spiritual Israelite. So he says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey. Boy, that'll shoot down a lot of preachers today. Got to have everything, all their ducks in a row, and have all kinds of money and everything all set up. You're supposed to go out by pure faith. You know, if you can't believe God to take care of your needs when you're out preaching, how can you believe God to heal the sick or raise the dead? Huh? Oh, I believe God will heal the sick when I come, but I need $150,000 to get there, so y'all send it and I'll come and pray for the sick. Somehow or another, that doesn't seem right. That just doesn't seem right. If you have faith in God, you go forth and you preach. You won't let him worry about the rest of it. Nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. Now you've heard me preach on this before. When Jesus spoke this, he spoke about the leader of the synagogue. There's only one synagogue in a town. And the people were the ones who chose him. So he reflected the minds of the people. So he's saying, go to the one who's worthy. Go to the leader of the synagogue. If he receives you, then it's well for the town. If he doesn't receive you, it stinks to be the town. So when we go out, we're going to go out to the ministers. We're going to go to the church and say, who's the pastor? Who is worthy? If they receive, praise God. The church will be blessed. If they reject, well, praise God. The church will be another example. I've seen it many times in my ministry. I'm not going to go into detail right now. But some of you have been around long enough to see it too. To whatsoever city or town ye enter in, inquire who it is that is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know how to be wise as a serpent? Shut up and listen. A lot of people like to go in with their mandibles moving. And sometimes it's better to go in with them shut and the ears open. Because with ears open, mouth shut, you can hear and learn what's going on and let the Holy Spirit guide you and direct you in what to say and do. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. See, he's talking about the church back then. He's not talking about the world. He's talking about the church. The church today will do the same thing. Some of us, Charlie, where's Charlie? Oh, there. You had some experience that, you and Steve, down there in Springfield, haven't you? Yes, sir. You go in there and speak the simple truth, they hate you. Hate you. Just blindly hate you for speaking the simple truth. You think it was bad then, wait till what you see is coming. So you better be walking in faith. Because if you're walking in faith, the power of God will protect you and be on you. And if you're just running out there in pride, he ain't going to be good for you. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Now I want you to pay close attention. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father, which speaketh in you. That is so cool. He didn't say to the disciples, it's not you that speak, but it's the Spirit of my Father that speaketh through you. It's the Spirit of your Father. I want you to wrap your head around that for a minute. If you be born again, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have made that full-on commitment, and you have been baptized in the blood and the water and the Spirit of God, then your Father is the Holy Spirit. And you need to start serving him as Christ served him. Amen? You need to get a new identity. Throw away the old identity. Throw away that old man. Was it not Ishmael born first, and Isaac was born second? Yeah. And the firstborn was cast out and did not receive the inheritance. Did not Moses go before Pharaoh and speak in the name of the Lord, saying, let my people go, for Israel is my firstborn? And was not that firstborn of Israel cast out, and the secondborn entered into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of Canaan land, as a type and shadow of entering into the kingdom? Somebody hearing me? The old man is the firstborn. It is full of unbelief. It is born in unbelief. It is born in sin. It's under bondage. Cast it out. Cast it out. Cling to the new man, the one that is born of the blood of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. Learn of him. Learn how to walk in him, so that when you go forth, you can hear the voice of your Father. Amen?
Amen.
And the way to do that is to get rid of pride. Pride is the source of all sin. Out of pride, all sin cometh. And you can go around and chase all kinds of sin if you want to. But just deal with the pride and you'll get rid of the rest. So let's focus this week. Amen. Let's focus this week on becoming the soldiers of Christ that he wants us to be. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm done. Somebody want to play something or whatever?
Do number 38, go for it.
Go for it, go for it. Nothing to hide.
Lord, a cheer. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's do one more. Let's do Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. It's 105.
Thank you.
praise your name. Well, I said one more. I think we'll do another one. Jesus, lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You're taking me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock.
You until the very end.
Amen.